The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's stories.
Sneaking in.
Push my brother.
Pay back my ex.
Kidnapped.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with
Brandon,
Sam,
Jill.
Jill, welcome back.
Jill.
Thank you.
Jill's back.
Paging the doctor.
Okay, so this first story. My fiance pushed my brother into a pond and my family is boycotting my wedding. I understand when I put it like that, it sounds bad, but hear me out. I'm 23 female and my fiance is 25 male. My brother is 28 male. My brother is an abrasive person, to say the least. I'm East Asian, and I only mention my ethnicity because I genuinely feel that some of this is a cultural issue, where my brother, being the oldest male child, gets all the slack in the world. He is very much favored. It was after we went to dinner with my family to celebrate my mom's birthday. My parents invited us back to their place, where my brother still lives at home. We went out to the backyard to take a family photo. My mom wanted to change her clothes first, so she went in to do that. I don't remember where my dad was, probably on the toilet, lol. My fiance, brother, obviously drunk, and myself were standing outside. My brother received a dating app notification. It was loud, and it was Grindr. No one acknowledged it or cared, but my brother chose to make a moment. He said something like, "I'm just trying something new because I'm curious. You know how it is," and nudged my fiance. My fiance raised a brow. My brother added, "Being in the military and all, you experimented, right?" My fiance just replied with, "Wrong." My brother then said something like, "You give off toxic top energy." My fiance ignored the comment, and I was just annoyed at this point. So I replied, "Who talks like that? What is wrong with you?" My brother then made a sudden gesture of raising his arm as if to hit me backhand. And on instinct, I just flinched and closed my eyes. Unfortunately, my fiance's instinct was to block my brother in that same moment, and because my brother had drank quite a bit, he staggered back into my dad's pond. My brother exaggerated the story in his favor and is now loudly boycotting my wedding and has convinced my parents to do so as well.
Oh my God.
Because I refuse to let my fiance pay for my brother's expensive custom suit that is supposedly ruined beyond repair, I'm pretty sure he can just dry clean it. I love my parents, but I'm sick of how blindly they back up my brother. Am I being petty? My aunt told me to pick my battles and that this isn't a time to hold a grudge, and I swear it's not wedding stress that's making me feel this way. I'm just fed up with always having to absorb the damage while he gets coddled. Am I the asshole?
Wait, what was the petty thing?
Yeah, not the petty.
Because he's boycotting it. What is OP?
He wants her fiance to pay for the dry cleaning of the suit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so she's saying, "Don't pay for it." Is she being petty for saying, "Do not pay for that"?
No. Brother was drunk and then act like he was about to hit you. Fiance stood on business like he was supposed to. And he didn't even push him in the pond. He stumbled back because he's drunk.
Yeah.
The real question is, this Grindr notification.
Man was embarrassed, which, mm-hmm. hey, if you're exploring and you didn't tell anybody, they didn't have a reaction to it. You could have just been like, yeah. Or you could have just left it as is because they didn't even respond.
How do they know it's a Grindr notification?
Grindr has a specific sound.
What's a Grindr sound like?
It's very specific, apparently. Oh. So no other dating app has it.
My phone goes off right now.
It's that one.
I'm like,
that specific.
But yeah, I feel like he was maybe not comfortable with that part of himself that he's exploring. He tried to make jokes. Nobody was feeling it. And so when
the jokes are so funny, right?
His jokes are like offensive.
Okay.
And when the sister was like, listen, just stop. You're making a fool of yourself. Threatens the sister because you're embarrassed. You're like, exactly. Let me hit you because I'm embarrassed. Yeah,
that's
you got
crazy.
That's crazy. She was just being protected by her fiance.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm wondering now if he was embarrassed by that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like digging yourself a hole behavior that just got blown out of proportion and then he fell into the water. I could see that.
Yeah, well, definitely doesn't help. Like Jill said that he was drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they're adding that.
Yeah.
If you're trying to hide, if you're not like comfortable with your sexuality, turn off notifications on Grindr probably. I wouldn't if I'm like, I don't know. I'm not showing notifications. They're not popping up on my phone. I'm not having sounds. That's on you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Get your balance up.
Get your
That also sucks,
why
though.
A pond?
So top comment said, your fiance sounds like a keeper and your family sucks. Not the asshole and you're not being petty. They are. So yeah, that sucks that the... Because I feel like there is some sort of truth to that where some people might have a sibling that gets a lot less discipline than everyone else.
Yeah.
And seeing like, you know, your family side with the discipline, who's the sibling who's being ridiculous. It sucks to see.
Mm-hmm.
What would you guys do at that point? So the family's like, we're not going to go. Is there a point where you would be like, okay, well, I don't know how much I'm going to talk to you anymore. Like, you're going
to
make this statement. Yeah.
Come to my wedding.
But also in the future, maybe low contact or no contact. Mm-hmm. Personally, for me, if it was like, okay, that's a breaking point.
I think me and my parents have kind of open communication. So I would pretty much be like, okay, are you seriously going to skip out on this one time moment just for a little bit of an argument that you don't have the full story to and you're siding on one side?
Right.
Do you really want to miss out on that?
Yeah.
That would be my question. And I would just leave it at that because it's like, okay, if you answer, not only do you show yourself, but now you're taking yourself out of the opportunity. Just put the onus back on them.
Yeah.
Just be like, okay, if you want to miss, that's on you. But I'm asking, do you really, at this grown age, do you really want to miss out?
At your big age.
At your big age. Do you really want to miss out on a one-time opportunity that's not going to happen again and won't be the same through photos and stuff? Do you really want to miss out on that? Yeah, I would just leave it at that. Just ask that question and however the answer is, however well proceed.
Am I the asshole for destroying my best friend's proposal because I believe she was being kidnapped? So this actually happened last weekend and I'm still shaking. My best friend, Emily, 29 female, has been dating her boyfriend, Chris, 31 male, for about 4 years. I, 28 female, love her to death and I've always supported their relationship, even though Chris is eccentric. He loves surprises and stuff. Think flash mobs and scavenger hunts that no one asked for. Anyway, I was visiting Emily. We were walking around catching up when this unmarked white van comes up next to us. Two masked men jump out and grab her. She begins screaming. I freak out. So I did what any sane, frightened human being would do. I grabbed my pepper spray, legal where I am, and yelled bloody murder and went wild. Sprayed one dude in the face, kicked another in the shin, and literally pulled Emily back by the collar while yelling for 911. Turns out it was Chris and two of his buddies.
Oh my God. They were
attempting this strange prank kidnapping into a surprise proposal situation. Emily wanted a proposal like in the movies. Chris was yelling.
What movie is that?
Taken?
Chris was yelling, crying over the pepper spray. Emily was scared while the cops arrived. It was chaotic. Now, Chris is angry. He tells me I ruined the most significant moment of their lives and embarrassed him in front of everybody. Emily tells me she understands why I freaked out, but wishes I'd read the room. But like, how was I going to know? It seemed real. She was crying. They had masks. It was a literal van. Everyone's acting like I overreacted, but I genuinely thought she was being trafficked. Am I the asshole for spoiling the proposal?
No.
Girl,
no. Absolutely not. If you didn't want to get pepper sprayed, tell me. Warn me before, because I'm ready to go. I'm on 10 all the time.
That's a horrible idea.
Yeah, that's such a crazy... And not letting anyone know.
Yeah. Like, how did you think this was going to turn out?
Yeah.
At least let me know, because you know I'm with her for today. Because somebody going to have to go... That's it, ain't gonna be me.
That's what I was saying. Like, okay, if it's gonna be this elaborate type thing, at least have someone else there, like with her, to come down. Right. Like, it's okay, or something.
For real.
I mean, what movie scene was he trying to mimic? Beauty and the Beast.
No, he's right. It's taken.
Take it.
That's exactly taken.
It could have gone way worse though. That person had a gun.
She could have had it.
Yeah.
What's on your gun, mate?
Yeah.
You wanna find out?
Get.
Oh my gosh, she had it concealed. That'd be crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Because then that would have been a horrible accident.
Slow singing, flower breaking.
But
what's with the friend read the room?
Read the room.
The kidnapping that was happening reading the room.
That I just saved you from.
Yeah.
She was very literate.
She was a great friend in that moment.
They
she
were
stood
masked?
On business.
They were
in a van.
On? No, that's absolutely not.
Read the room. Okay.
You read the room, Christopher.
Yeah. Are you reading manga? You reading backwards, huh? Because I'm not I'm leaning this left to right. This don't make no sense.
Does not make any sense at all.
Yeah, Brandon, you're right. She's very literate. Because in any other circumstance, that is exactly how you should react if you think you're getting kidnapped. Yeah. If somebody tries to kidnap you and you think it's a proposal, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
Unless you knew about it.
That
if you didn't
like
know
a
about
Wattpad
it.
Story.
Exactly.
Well, they're trying to like scare them. I don't actually fully get the prank, but maybe like have her so scared, and then they're like, "Okay, actually, no, we're proposing." Your adrenaline. Well, I thought I was getting kidnapped, so I need a time to like.
So I'm totally gonna say yes.
Calm down a little bit. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh,
I thought I was gonna be like, oh, I'm totally gonna say yes because I'm so scared. So now it's like we bonded, but we shouldn't have bonded because I thought we were gonna die.
It's to me like those people with the fetishes of like. I want to be attacked. I want you to like be a robber, be someone and attack me, but don't do it when I don't know. And you're like, well, that seems like I'm just actually attacking you and hopefully you're okay with it. That's like a very tenuous thing. We're like, I don't know if we should be doing this kind of stuff. I don't want to be a part of that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just not a good idea. And it's upsetting that, yeah. Who said in the beginning, get new friends?
Yeah,
you say at least,
or
Jill. Get new friends. Why are they trying to blame you for his mistake?
Exactly.
He's definitely embarrassed. He got beat up.
That's so bad.
That's messed up.
She did the Miss Congeniality.
I understand
like,
why you overreacted.
Solar plexus?
That was overreacting. Was
it? Yeah.
Solar plexus?
No.
The gaslighting is heavy in the story.
So instep. Nose. Groin.
Yeah. Oh, man. Where's
Sing.
That from?
Miss Congeniality. You go like solar plexus, instep, nose, groin. That's why he got beat up, and then he's like,
just over there looking stupid,
looking dumb. You can't even kidnap right. You want me to be the husband? My husband? You can't even kidnap me right.
Because I know for a fact now, the fact that she said, read the room. If something was going down and everybody starts running, she's not running.
No,
she's
like the dumb
what's
friend.
Going on? Why is everybody running?
She's screaming in terror. That's what she's doing. Yeah. But she doesn't have a set plan of where she's going.
Why did you sound like... What's her name?
From White Lotus.
Yeah. She totally sounded like that.
So top comment, not the asshole. Chris is a moron. If he intended to kidnap her to propose, he needed to make sure that whoever was with her knew. If he's stupid enough to think a friend would just stand there while random strangers try to kidnap their friend, he's a fool. How can you read the room?
Fool.
You're not psychic.
Fool.
Fool is such a funny word.
It's so good.
Anyone calling anyone a fool is...
Like genuinely saying it too.
You're a fool.
You're a fool.
That hurts. Like, dang. You're a freaking fool.
My thing is, though, it's like... I just want to know what reality they're living in. Like, I still just don't understand how. Like, what was supposed to be the desired reaction? Was she just supposed to let it happen?
Right.
I really don't know what this guy was thinking.
Yeah.
I think maybe he thought he could handle the two of them and just kidnap both of them, and he could probably like physically overpower them. And then when he couldn't, I think he was more like, what are you doing? Like, I'm proposing to my girlfriend.
It's the classic where you kidnap your girlfriend and propose her. Everyone knows that.
Classic where?
It's classic. Everyone does that.
Mm-mm, ain't no classic over here.
How do you not know that? Read the room.
Read the room is... It's triggering me now. I don't know why, because it's like...
What? But that does seem just like a dumb girlfriend, like, sticking up for her boyfriend. Like,
oh, yeah.
Read the room. Like, what are you talking about, Sheila?
She's a fool.
You're a fool.
He's a fool.
Y'all deserve each other. Y'all deserve each other for that reaction.
Did they get engaged?
Those two seem to... I have no response on that front, so I'm assuming that it didn't happen and it was ruined because of her. And so she's probably trying to figure out, did I do something wrong? But they sound like they're made for each other and they're probably still together.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm just sneaking this transition in, like this next story.
Yeah. I can't remember anywhere, and I'm like, I'm not looking.
Out of principle.
Out of principle, I'm not going to look.
Okay, so this next story is, am I the asshole for sending footage of my neighbor's husband sneaking into another woman's house?
Nah, you messy.
You're
messy.
Yeah, I don't think you're the asshole. You're petty. Yeah. You're kind of sticking your nose in the business. It's not yours. Because it's like the same thing where people like ask, like, your friend, would you tell if your friend was cheating? Well, I guess either way, if your friend was cheating with someone or they were getting cheated on, would you tell the other person? Some people, I think like people are like really 50-50 on that, whether they would do it.
Mm-hmm. I think honestly, people would probably be like, it's person to person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely depends.
But neighbor, like if you're out, like you're not actually, I don't have a relationship with you, I'm like. I'm probably not gonna say.
I'm telling everybody else, but I'm like,
yeah, oh my god, everyone in the world knows that.
Like, look at this video. Yeah. This is my neighbor's husband. Yeah, on TikTok. That's not her house.
That's how we find out on TikTok. Like, you didn't tell them.
Am I the asshole for sending footage of my neighbor's husband sneaking into another woman's house? I have security cameras around my house. Nothing crazy, just front and back for peace of mind. They record automatically with motion. One night last month, I caught my neighbor's husband, mid-40s male, sneaking around oddly late, like around 2 a.m., heading into the house across the street where a recently divorced woman lives. He waited in the alley and used the side door. I wasn't going to say anything, not my business, but a week later, the neighbor's wife, who I've always gotten along with, told me that she thought her husband was cheating and asked if I had seen anything weird on the cameras. I paused and then asked, do you want me to check? I showed her the clip and she lost it. Like sobbing in my kitchen, level upset. Now her husband found out and is threatening me with legal consequences for spying and ruining his marriage. Some neighbors say I should have just kept quiet, but she asked and I answered. Am I the asshole?
No, she asked.
No.
I thought you just sent it out.
Yeah, and y'all are cool.
Yeah.
That's... So, no, not at all. Now he took legal action.
For what? Spying. Legal action.
Yeah.
You mean you walking through my yard to get to the house? My yard.
Yeah.
Trespassing.
Lock him up. I actually called the cops on you.
Lock him up.
Dang, that's crazy.
Top comment. She asked and you showed her. There's no expectation of privacy outside.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have any loyalty to you either. I don't care.
Exactly.
This is fun to me.
I'm cool with your wife, not you.
Actually, I got something to tell y'all guys. I don't know if, did I tell you guys about this?
You told me about it.
Okay. I'll just be very general. So it was like the year after pandemic started and I was getting back on dating apps and I went to this girl's apartment downtown and it was like, we're Netflix and chilling. And I think it was like 9 o'clock at night and I go up there and then when I'm coming down, it was like maybe 11 o'clock. I see someone that we know, a married person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what are they doing here? But I don't know enough about their life to know whether this could have been completely legitimate. It could have been completely fine. But they were like coming out. They didn't see me. They just like quickly like ran out of the apartment and got in the car and drove off. And I'm like,
you're not supposed to be here.
I don't know if you are. And I'm like, because I definitely talked to him. I'm like, I don't know if I should say something because I don't know anything. I don't know if there's a know anything. But I'm like, I'm just going to leave myself out of it. I'm not going to say anybody's business because I don't know what's going on. And I might start something and it might not be anything. And then it'll be awkward and weird.
I think that's a good rule of thumb if you literally don't know. Like,
yeah.
Whose house they were at.
If I had
where
evidence,
they're going
would
to.
You say something if you were like, I actually saw like, I saw you kiss or do something.
I feel like it's the same thing of like level of relationship and person to person. I feel like, because you might risk them getting mad at you because you're bringing the truth out. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to bring up, you know, Jersey Shore, the infamous letter.
Oh, yeah.
All the proof came out. And at first, she didn't really even believe it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she was just taking her anger from Ronnie and giving it to somebody
else.
Oh,
that's what she did for almost the entire show. Was like, she would get mad at him, but not enough to like hold him to any responsibility or accountable. Cause he'd just be like, I'm sorry. Yeah. He would do like a little thing. And she's like, oh, man.
Yeah. It depends on the relationship of if I would share it, but how would you feel if you found out that I knew?
Yeah.
And do I care enough about the relationship to be like, I need to say something to you? But yeah.
I've been in that situation in high school. You brought it back to me when you asked me if I knew. I was friends with this guy and he started dating one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up doing some stuff with his ex-girlfriend.
Ooh.
And I found out about it. I told. I snitched. I yodeled. I told it all.
Well, yeah, I guess there was another scenario I had with a friend that was doing something. Is that the word micro cheating?
I think it's just cheating.
Yeah, I think cheating.
What's micro cheating? We're not going to put it on the platform.
Yeah, I thought there was like emotional cheating.
Yeah, it was like, it wasn't physical. But I was like, dude, what you're doing is weird. It's just weird. I don't. And when this person did it, I just, every day I would text him like, okay, you going to tell her? Okay. You going to tell her? You know, you're in the wrong. Every day I didn't tell her because I don't necessarily have a relationship with her to do that. But I was like, you're in the wrong, dude. You need to talk to her. And he's like, dude, you're making me feel bad. And I was like, yeah, because you did something stupid. Now go talk to her. And he eventually did. And it was fine. It worked out, I guess. But yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, I think it all just ties down to knowing your relationship with that person and if they would be able to take that news or if you could handle them knowing that you knew.
Yeah.
Case by case scenario.
Which I agree. I would tell y'all.
Oh, I for I sure would tell y'all.
If y'all found out, y'all, look, y'all knew, you knew. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm pulling phone out. Hold on, let me cut it on and just right there. I'm walking up, recording, and pressing the photo at the same time.
Jill walks up. If you don't tell her, I will. See this? Have a good day. Yeah.
Count your days.
Count your days.
No, Jill would do something like
that. I'm like, count your hours, man. This is in 24 hours, they will know. And it's either me or you.
Look, I love my friends. Yeah. Don't you play with my friends. Because now I'm going to have to play with you.
And cheat in private like a smart person. No. Why are you out here?
Don't cheat.
But if you're going to cheat, cheat privately. Do better.
You can't even cheat right.
You can't even cheat right, man.
Like, I told her you weren't good for nothing.
I don't want my friend to be with someone dumb as you to cheat so bad.
You took her out to dinner. Yeah. We had Red Lobster.
Back in my grandparents' day, they had whole other families. They never knew.
Town.
They never knew.
Kids
they
going
found
to
out
school.
Years later, but you, I found you so easily.
Am I the asshole for refusing to repay my ex-husband for the college tuition he paid for years ago?
Oh. No. If y'all were married, no.
So for some background, my ex-husband and I ended things over 20 years ago. When our son was 2, he stepped out.
Oh my God.
At that time, I was a stay-at-home mom and going to nursing school full-time. He was paying for my schooling. After he left, I asked if he would keep paying for my school so I could finish with no debt. He agreed, saying it was the least he could do. A few months after that, he got his affair partner pregnant. Once she was pregnant, she demanded he stop paying for my schooling. It was 1/5 of their income, and she said that money needed to go towards their new baby. He refused and kept paying for the remaining year and a half I had left. Over the years, I continued my education, and now I'm a nurse practitioner. I do well for myself, and I never remarried. On to the problem. My son called me and told me that he and his wife are expecting. I was ecstatic. I asked if I could come over sometime during the weekend and give them some things, his favorite stuffy as a child, a check, and some other small sentimental things. He said yes, so I went over earlier today. I came by and I gave him everything, including a check for a few $1,000s for baby stuff, copays, the nursery, or anything they may want. My son and his wife thanked me and told me the money would be very helpful. My ex-husband and his wife came over a little while later. They surprised them with dinner and didn't know I'd be there, and they saw the check on the counter. My ex's wife asked about it, and I said, oh, well, I wanted to help out where I could. Everything's so expensive nowadays.
True.
I was really trying to be polite, but I don't think this is any of her business. This woman had the audacity to say, well, maybe since you have all this money, now you can finally pay us back all the money that you took when you went to college. I was dumbfounded. My ex had literally never brought this up to me, paying him back. He always said it was the least he could do for both me and our son. My ex has done very well for himself in his career. I don't see how or why they'd need the money. So I asked them, do you guys need the money or something? And my ex said, no. And she said, of course not. It's about principle. I told her I will absolutely not be paying them back for college tuition from over 20 years ago, especially when she ended up in our marital home while I was living in a small apartment, barely making ends meet for years after I initially finished school. I'd never been bitter or mean. I've always been civil since our kids, our siblings, but my blood was boiling. I left shortly after that. According to my son, this has been a point of contention in their marriage. She's brought it up a few times over the years in front of him, and she's insisting to him that he needs to convince me to finally pay back what they're owed. The biggest issue now is that the whole damn family is involved. I got calls from 3 separate family members saying I needed to get over myself and just pay it back. So am I the asshole here?
Is this completely coming from the wife?
Yeah. As far as the communication, even in the story, it's completed the ex's wife.
The ex-husband's not saying anything. Yeah, right?
Exactly.
So this is not...
It's not an issue.
Yeah. You feel some type of way that
he told you no.
Because she was like, can you stop? He's like, no, I'm seeing it through. Which, she's weird, doing good thing this that a cheater did. He was like, you know what? I actually did mess up. So I'm going to pay the rest of her tuition. She's been bitter for 20 years.
Yeah, out of pure jealousy and envy.
And by her standards, if she's going off principle of it, then it's right to just leave it alone because he said, I got it. That's the principle. He got it. Leave it alone.
We don't need it. It's nothing. Like, the 20 years is crazy.
Not her coming in counting her pockets, though. She sees a check and like, since you got all this money, don't count my pockets, slide ma'am. Me some. No.
I like how the mom went, the OP was like, "Oh, do you need some money? Do you need money?" And she's like, "No, we don't need the money." so you don't need the money.
That's definitely bitter.
Yeah. Oh my you guys gosh. Are doing well for yourselves.
Yeah. We're rich.
But we do need that 5,400.
I could always use more.
And this is an agreement they had prior to you coming into the picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So top comment. Tell her it was the adultery tax or that her husband was ensuring that his son would have a good life with either parent, not the asshole.
I think even if the ex-husband came back and was like, hey, you pay me 20 years later. I'm like, if we didn't have for this big of a purchase, like tuition, if we didn't have some kind of agreement that something written down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I have to pay you back.
He could even came back and was like, hey, you got to pay me back. I'm like, when did we agree? Why you show me that in paper, my boy?
Exactly.
I'm never paying you back.
And then what is it with these Reddit families that have nothing to do with the actual scenario?
I know. Yeah, this
where
one
are y'all
is,
coming from?
This is definitely one of the worst ones.
It's like, you need to pay him back. Shut up. I don't want to hear nothing from y'all. Y'all don't matter in this story.
Especially really the fact that it's like they don't need the money. They're she's just being an asshole, the wife. There's literally no reason. She's just trying to, like you're saying, of the fact that you told me no, I'm going to make her pay me back.
Yeah. It's like she's trying to prove her spot in his life.
Yeah.
You're his wife. Y'all have kids together. Y'all self.
20 girl, years y'all relax. Been together. Like,
it's that's 20 you, years.
You won.
It's like, you won, sis.
You got him, girl. Yeah, you got him.
You
relax.
Got him. That's yours.
That's all you.
Yeah, I just got a little tuition money.
That's it. Yeah. Like, she's a whole nurse practitioner.
I'm a practitioner.
She didn't went to school even more since he paid her first tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Let it go. Am I the asshole for giving my husband a pregnancy test as a birthday gift?
Your husband a pregnancy test
as a birthday gift.
No, that's a bad gift. That's not a gift.
It's a gift of life.
It depends. Do y'all want children? Have y'all had this discussion?
Did you get him anything else on his birthday?
Yeah, because there's either we've been trying for a baby, so it's a nice surprise. It's still not a gift. We were trying for it. It happened. Or you did it's a surprise, and I'm like... Well, I also need the other. What's the other thing?
Okay, what does she
I'm happy, but I still want a gift.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Am I the asshole for giving my husband a pregnancy test as a birthday gift? Hi, I am female 23 and my husband's male 25. Yeah. Birthday was 1 week ago.
That's a young marriage.
For real.
It was a young marriage.
and you just give me a pregnancy test. You've been married for a week.
No, oh. His birthday was a week ago.
Oh, okay. I thought they were married for a week. I was like, oh my God.
We wanted a baby for a really long time. Okay. And when I found out I was pregnant, I was so excited. Knowing my husband's birthday was in 3 days, I decided to keep it a secret and give him the test as part of a birthday gift. Because he wouldn't be expecting it, in my head, it would make it more shocking, equally exciting. At least that's how I thought it would be. Perhaps that was a dumb thought. Now, this was not going to be a big party with a ton of people. My husband didn't want that, so it was just going to be the two of us. He was going to open his gifts, and we were going to eat a nice dinner, and it was going to be chill and intimate. With this in mind, I didn't think giving him the pregnancy test as a gift would be a problem at all. If it were a big party, I wouldn't have done it because it would have taken the entire focus off of him, but this is a small party, just me and him. When it came for me to give him his gifts, the pregnancy test was in a small box and I told him to open it last. He was super happy with all of his gifts, and when he opened the box with the pregnancy test in it, his demeanor changed. He seemed upset. I asked what was wrong, and he said it was a stupid gift, and how could you hide something like this from me? You knew this for so long and hid it? I explained to him it was 3 days. I thought it would be a wonderful gift. Like I said, we wanted a baby for so long, and I thought he'd be happy. He said he was happy, but the timing for me to tell him was horrible, and that it was his birthday, not a celebration of pregnancy. I was confused, hurt, and upset. So many emotions at once. I called him immature, and that led to a fight. He slept on the couch that night. This past week, he hasn't talked to me too much. Whenever I try to bring it up, he says, just stop. We're past it. It was dumb of you. Stuff like that. He doesn't tell me how happy he is or any celebration about us being pregnant. Whenever I talk to him, he doesn't really reply. It's just yes or no or a grunt. I feel horrible. I didn't think this would be a bad gift. I thought he'd love it. Am I the asshole for doing this? I really thought it was okay, but I'm starting to think he's right. I shouldn't have done this. And then there's updates.
I don't think you're the asshole. I think homeboy feels some things and he may not really want this baby.
He thought he did, but he didn't.
Yeah. Mm. And reality kicked in when he saw that pregnancy test.
I was going to piggyback off that. I was like, yeah, you're not. And I don't think he's ready to be one.
Yeah.
Because when you have a child and, you know, it's like,
you can't just ignore that child.
Yeah. Like if the baby gets sick on your birthday, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
It's my birthday. No,
no, it's my birthday. I need to celebrate.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're sick. You're sick. Tomorrow is crazy.
They're holding.
Cough later. It's not 12 p.m. yet. I'm
no
sorry.
Coughing in the den. Quietly cough.
Yeah. I don't think.
Shut up.
I don't think homeboy was ready for that.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ready to be a dad.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because my only pushback is like, yeah, if there was literally only one gift, but you got a bunch of gifts, and then that as a capper, a surprise, perfect way to do it, I think, give the gifts and then try the surprise. I think there is something, because we've had some stories which are different where the wife tells like a friend or something before they tell it to the other. And I'm like, I do think that's wrong. I don't think you should do that.
Yeah.
But like holding it, I didn't tell anyone else and I'm holding it just for us. I think that's fine. I think it is a nice thing. And the amount of days too, 3 days.
3 days.
Because
maybe you can say if it's a week or something, you're like, okay, that's, you could have made, you probably should have talked, but 3 days, I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
So he definitely overreacted. And now I think you guys are right. Like, maybe he didn't want a kid as much as you think you guys wanted a kid. Maybe he wasn't as gung-ho about it.
Because even if he can be like, okay, that was frustrating. Like, you made my day about this baby, our baby. But it's like, no, okay, I'm frustrated, but congratulations. Like, this was awesome for us. Yeah. Nothing? He hasn't said anything about the baby?
Congratulations to you.
You're pregnant. We've been trying for this for a while. This is awesome.
And then a week later, he's still like barely communicating with you, grunting.
Yeah,
one worded answers. No.
And the only thing that changed was because it was the baby.
Pregnancy test.
He's like, thank you for all these gifts. These gifts are amazing. And then
he's like,
what the hell is this?
That's him.
Take another test.
Take another one.
Take another test right now.
Take one right now.
How
sure are you?
When he said, "How long have you known?" I was like, "Why?
Why?" So you guys can do something as quick as possible before it gets too long.
Can we make sure we handle this before it gets too late? Is that why?
Ooh.
So many scenarios. I still don't think he wants that baby though.
No, I'm sad for her and the baby.
Yeah.
Because that's where I'm like,
if that's true.
I feel like people do get that fear of like, oh, it's becoming real. But I feel like it's later. It's like at the beginning, it's just good. It's months away. I'm just excited at the thought of it. I don't have to think about the real consequences. Maybe a couple months in, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, maybe he was like just riding behind her because she really wanted it.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, we can have a baby, blah, blah, blah. He's just enjoying the action of it, really. The planning
the process.
Period.
He's like,
the
it's
process.
Fun. Wait, because how old are they, 23?
23.
25. Yep.
So like a reasonable age, but still kind of young.
Very young.
Yeah.
Very young, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that too. Like him being 25, it's like, but her being 23, it's like, two years out of college.
Yeah. I know some 23 year olds and they not ready to be parents.
True. I met a couple.
I know some 27 year olds that aren't ready to be parents.
Okay. I know some 30 something year olds that ain't ready.
That are parents and probably shouldn't be.
Yeah. That's just being honest. Yeah. Some people who had them, they wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
So now they learning. Wow, they got the kids. Yeah.
I don't really know if this is considered an update, but after reading replies, I'd like to clear up a few things. One, no, my husband has never acted this way towards me. We've argued before, but it has never led to the point where he's ignoring me. Two, all the comments asking what I mean by wanting a baby for a really long time. We've been married for 4 years, and we agreed from the start about wanting children. So she was 19, and he was 21.
Babies.
We've been trying to have a baby. I didn't stop taking birth control secretly, nor did we stop using protection accidentally. This was something we were both originally wanting. Four, I didn't tell anyone before him. He was the first person to know. Five, I thought I clearly stated we were alone for the party, but we were alone. There wasn't anyone else around. It was just us. I don't want to kick him out or leave him. I really would appreciate any advice on how to go about talking to him if you have any advice. And number seven, I don't want to get an abortion.
It's hard to give advice because it completely depends on his, like, he has to be receptive. He overreacted. I don't know how you tell him, like, or maybe show him this post. Like,
yeah, show him the Reddit.
Bro.
That's all you got to do.
Why are you acting like this?
Yeah.
If you're truly not, like, if you truly don't have, like, feelings, talk to me. Are you afraid? Are you scared? Like, what is going on? What is this reaction? Because it really depends on him. I don't think there's, like, magical words you can say to him to be, like, to fix this. He has to be able to come to the table to you and be like...
Exactly, because it's not your fault.
Right.
You didn't do anything wrong. The pregnancy test was not like a distasteful thing.
Right.
You still made his day about him. You just let him know like, hey, we're having a baby now. And that's it.
Us.
This is about you also. Right. Mm-hmm. And then he had that reaction. So now, where do you go from there?
Right.
Couples therapy.
Yeah. And then the behavior after the reaction is just... leaving a terrible taste.
I need to look
taste.
At that because now I'm having a child with you.
Yes.
Now we're starting a family. Is this how you're going to react in stressful situations?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think she definitely needs to just directly ask him, like, what was that? Do you not want to have kids anymore? Like, is there an issue? Unless he's just going to keep doing what he's doing, I guess, where he's just like, it was just dumb. What you did was dumb. That was my party.
And this could be a far stretch, very far stretch, but... it gives me like high school sweetheart couple vibes a little bit because they got married very young.
Yeah, it could be.
And like, does he still love you or feel the same way about you? Because y'all are consistently growing. His frontal lobe just fully developed.
That is so true. The amount that people change in their 20s, like they're two different, they could be two different people.
Exactly. Because 21 year old me versus 26 year old me, two completely different people.
Mm-hmm.
Both crash outs, I think.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Am I the asshole for rubbing my girlfriend's pregnant belly before she was showing?
Oh, like you were like they didn't want to tell other people about the pregnancy, so it like alludes to it.
Yeah, I need more details.
My girlfriend, Kaylee, 23, is like 10 weeks pregnant and she isn't showing at all yet. Last night we were watching TV and I started rubbing her belly. She was fine with it. Then I kissed her belly and she sat up. She asked what I was doing and I said I was kissing her baby. She got upset and started crying. I asked what was wrong and she said that I was calling her fat. I told her that I absolutely wasn't. I was just simply kissing her stomach because she's carrying her baby. And she said that she didn't have a baby belly yet. And whatever that was there is just because she's fat. I tried saying that she wasn't fat at all, which she literally isn't. But apparently I had already said that. Then this morning she didn't eat breakfast. And when I asked why, she said she's too fat to eat and started crying again. I don't know what to do. I feel really, really bad about everything. Is there anything I can do to make her feel better? Usually I'd buy her really expensive chocolate from her favorite place and flowers, but I feel like chocolate isn't the best thing here.
Good call. OP smart.
I think it's just her hormones making her very emotional.
Yeah.
And you know, women's bodies go through so many changes with pregnancy and she probably feeling those changes hard.
Yeah.
Very hard. I really don't know what you could do. Just be nice. Yeah. Do something nice. Make her feel better. Yeah. You know your wife. They married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know your wife. You know what she likes.
He's like, I usually feed her. I usually buy her food and that makes her happy.
Let's try something else other than food.
That's all she cares about is food. What do I do now?
But nah, you're not the asshole for kissing her or something.
No.
I remember it. Because she was fine with it till you kissed it, honestly. Yeah.
Top comment, not the asshole, but coming from a lady that is currently 39 weeks pregnant, I was very insecure until I started showing. Even now I'm insecure despite it being obvious that I'm not fat. I'm heavily pregnant. She's got a lot of hormones hitting her right now, especially so early on. So don't beat yourself up over it and just try to support her through this. Her body's going to change a lot and both new and old insecurities can pose an issue.
Yeah. Because you, go ahead.
I wonder what like, if you're in therapy, what do therapists say to dads in this situation? Because I know there's things that are probably said because of the hormones, and you just got to be like, I know this isn't you, so I'm going to, like, sit through this. I'm going to chill through this. What do you tell expecting dads to be like, hey, it's not going to be easy because she's going through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of just got to be their support, and you take whatever happens. And is there a level of, like, what you're supposed to take? And things you're like, oh, maybe we need to address this more. Yeah.
I think it's definitely a limit to it.
Yeah.
Because some stuff, you know, it's a difference between like hormonal, emotional things versus just being flat out mean and disrespectful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can't be all the way up here. We can come down. You can come here and I'll be fine with it. But if you way up there, no. And then with the hormones and stuff, she'll probably realize it later on. That thing that was pretty mean of me to do, and then she's emotional about that, so you might just take a L.
And I think that's a good thing. I'm like, I do think if you're a dad in that situation, you do have to be like, I have to take some L's in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm completing the right, I'm just like, whatever you say, baby. I wouldn't still continue to be like, you're not fat. I didn't say you were fat. But I wouldn't like be pushing hard to be like, prove I'm right.
Yeah.
Saying I'm right about it. I'm like, hey.
You just got to provide that reassurance, you know, be the foundation for it.
I would get fat for her.
Let's not get outrageous.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to eat all the food you need to eat.
You know, that's like a common thing. Dads gain weight too during pregnancy.
Really?
Yeah, because those late night like cravings, they eat with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like it's like common of like the whole example of when your girlfriend wants to get ice cream. Like, I've seen it. I've done it where I'm like, you know what sounds good right now? Dairy Queen. And then he's like, okay, yeah, I mean, like, I'm not craving Dairy Queen, so I can drive you there and, like, I can get you some Dairy Queen. I'm like, I don't want Dairy Queen by myself. So forget it. Forget I ever asked.
Oh, my God. This happened to me on the first date, and it was brought up throughout our entire relationship. We went out to this bar, and it was nice. We were vibing, drinking drinks, and someone from next door brought a pizza in to the bar. And they're like, anybody wants it, just get a pizza. And I was like... And she was like, oh, pizza. And I was like, I'm not really hungry, but you can get some. And she was like, I don't want any. She brought it up for the rest of our relationship. She was like, I can't believe you didn't let me get pizza. I'm like, I didn't say you couldn't get pizza. I just said I wasn't hungry. She's like, if I couldn't get a pizza if you weren't eating a pizza. And I'm like, you can get a pizza. This is the first day you can do whatever you want. And she brought that up so many times.
It just feels crazy. It's like if we're out together, it's just the two of us. There should be a solidarity of like we're both eating ice cream.
But it just, it's not going to sit right.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not going to feel good for me, then you do you.
And then I say, then forget it. So you don't like me then.
You don't like me. So sometimes I'm gonna get a stomach ache for you.
I don't want anything. And I was like, you literally just asked me if I wanted the ice cream.
I changed my mind quick.
Cross her arms looking out the window. I was like,
looking out the window.
That's such brat behavior, man.
Fine, I'll get a snack size. I'll get the smallest size I can get.
Oh, the thing.
Give me just a spoonful of the ice cream.
I don't know. It's not just ice cream, though. There's some things I'm like, do you want to get it with me or do you not? Because there's something about it where I'm like, I don't want to eat it anymore if I'm eating it by myself. And he did a few times. Sometimes we did go home. And other times we had some ice cream.
Well, this one, like, this is why we're fighting for the women's right to choose and everything. You have the right to choose this ice cream, and I have the right to choose not to stand by you and watch. I'm a feminist. You know what I mean?
I'm the driver. I don't even need the ice cream.
I don't need ice cream.
Well, Jill, thanks for coming for another episode of Jill, the Comfortable Podcast.
You're back.
It's always a great time, friends.
Yeah.
It's good to see you in Burgundy. And I hope you guys figure out.
What color is this?
It's burgundy.
Okay.
Oh, is it supposed to be red?
It's not red.
It's not red. She keeps saying she's going to wear that for our choir where we're supposed to wear red.
No, I'm not.
And I'm like, I don't think that's going to cut it, Joe. But she keeps saying it over and over again. And she wore it to our last practice.
You know, at this point, I feel like everybody who watches knows when I'm on this show, you pick fights with me.
Yeah.
That's not true. And you be lying.
That's not true.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
That's not true.
Yeah. Cousin.
Hey, Brandon, come on.
Sam.
Hey, Brandon, come on.
I'm your cousin.
Yeah, you're my cousin.
I'm not going to lie.
No, you're my cousin. Hey, come on.
I'm not going to lie. I can't lie. You know that.
Brandon, come on.
Brandon, stand up.
I have to tell the truth, no, Sam.
Brandon, come on.
I'm the truth serum. I have to say it. Sam, you be lying.
You're right.
You're yeah, right. Be lying.
Nah, that's true. It'll just be fun.
Sometimes it is
famous
fun.
Famous last words. You know, just comment that below. It'd just be fun.
It'd just be fun.
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing it.
All right, guys. We'll see you later. Bye.
How close we are to each other.
just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.